on, Julie. It's getting late. Julie! That's right. Don't pay her no mind.
Don't run, you little rip.
Look, she's coming at you again. Let's run.
I ain't scared of her.
I've got one more thing to say to you, young woman. If you ever so much as come near my carousel again, I'll have you thrown out right on your little pink behind.
You got no call to talk to her like that. She ain't doing you no harm.
Oh, ain't she? Think I want to get in trouble with the police and lose my license?
What is the woman talking about?
Letting my Barker fool with you. Ain't you ashamed? He leaned against her all through the ride.
He leaned against the horse, but he didn't lay a hand on me.
Oh, no, Miss Innocence. And he didn't put his arm around your waist, neither.
And supposing he did, is that any reason to have a couple of things fit?
You keep out of this, you rip. You have my warning. If you come back, you'll be thrown out.
Who'll throw me out?
Billy Bigelow the Barker, the same fellow you let get so free with you.
I bet he wouldn't. He wouldn't throw me out.
I bet the same thing.
You mind your business, hussy.
Go on back to your old carousel and leave us alone.
Yes, leave us alone, you old
lady. I don't run my business for a lot of chippies.
Chippy yourself.
Yes, chippy yourself.
Shut up. Jabber, jabber, jabber.
Jabber, 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 jabber.
What's going on anyway? Spitting and sputtering like 3 lumps of corn popping on a shovel.
Mr. Bigelow, please.
Don't yell.
I didn't yell.
Well, don't. What's the matter?
Take a look at that girl, Billy. She ain't able to be allowed on my carousel again. Next time she tries to get in, if she ever dares, I want you to throw her out. Understand? Throw her out.
All right. You heard what the lady said. Run home now.
Come on, Julie.
No,
I won't.
Sure.
Mr. Bigelow, tell me please, honest and truly, if I came to the carousel again, would you throw me out?
What did she do anyway?
She says you put your arm around my waist.
So that's it. I can't put my arm around another girl without asking your permission. That how it is?
I just don't want that one around no more.
You come around all you want, see? And if you ain't got the price, Billy Bigelow will treat you to the ride.
Big talker, ain't you, Mr. Bigelow? I suppose you think I can't throw you out too if I want to. You're such a good barker, I can't get along without you. That how it is? Well, just for that, you're discharged. Your services are no longer required. You're bounced, see?
Very well, Mrs. Mullen.
You know, I could throw you out if I really felt like it.
And you felt like it just now. Ain't that funny, so I'm bounced.
Do you have to pick up every word I say? I only said that
my services were no longer required? Very good, Mrs. Mullen. We'll let it go with that.
All right, you devil, we'll let it go with that.
Mr. Bigelow, if she's willing to say she'll change her mind...
You keep out of it.
I don't want this to happen on account of me.
Apologize to her.
Uh-huh. Me? To her? For what? For spoiling the good name of my carousel? The one that was left to me by my dear, sadly departed husband, Mr. Mullen. I only wish my poor husband were alive this moment.
I bet he don't.
He'd give you such a smack on the jaw.
That's just what I'm going to give you if you don't dry up.
You upstart. After all I've done for you, now I'm through with you for good. You hear?
Get out of here.
Through for good. I won't take you back like before.
Mr. Bigelow.
Don't feel sorry for me or I'll give you a slap in the jaw. And don't you feel sorry for me either.
I don't feel sorry for you, Mr. Bigelow.
You're a liar. You aren't feeling sorry for me. I can see it in your face. You think that now that she fired me, I won't be able to get another job.
Well, what will you do now, Mr. Bigelow?
Well, first of all, I'll go get a glass of beer. Whenever anything bothers me, I always drink a glass of beer.
Then you aren't bothered about losing your job.
No, only about how I'm going to pay for the beer. Will you pay for it? Will you? Well, how much money you got?
43 cents.
And you? I asked you how much money you got. Oh, I understand. Well, you needn't cry about it. I'm going back to the carousel to get my things. You stay here till I get back, and then we'll go have a drink. Nah, keep your money. I'll pay.